It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Translated, plein air means in the open air. The term is often used when referring to a style of painting done in the outdoors. Some of its most famous practitioners were the French Impressionists, Edward Manet and Claude Monet. Artists from around the country have descended on Pittsburgh this week to paint the town, specifically Mount Lebanon. Here to tell us why are Linda Shant, co-organizer of the Plein Air Mount Lebanon Competition and Arts Festival, and Eric Milliron, Mount Lebanon's
you got it right.
Commercial District's manager. Thank you both for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Linda, what were the seeds for this idea?
My husband is a professional illustrator at Urban Design Associates here in Pittsburgh, and he, as an outlet for his creative energy, competed at Plein Air Easton over the last 4 years, and he felt that this would be a wonderful opportunity not only to bring the arts to Mount Lebanon, but to raise some funds for our community, specifically in the area of arts.
Explain the concept behind this. I mean, there is that romanticized notion that we all have of the artist being inspired by his or her surroundings, the beauty of nature, and being out in it. What is the history of that, of the artist going to the source of nature for not only inspiration but for an idea?
Well, as you had mentioned, plein air painting started in the Impressionistic era. And believe it or not, just the technology of paint being able to be put into tubes was critical to that factor. So nowadays, we have painters that can paint literally anywhere. And even last night, we had wonderful painters, Patrick Lee and Tom Lynch, painting in plein air in the dark, our wonderful sites in uptown Mount Lebanon. And they look around. They see... they listen, they look for inspiration, and it could be anything from flowers to people to beautiful buildings like our municipal building lit up at night. And it's their take on their surroundings.
I'm guessing the time of year that you've chosen to do this is no coincidence.
No, not at all. Oftentimes, plein air can happen anytime.
But I mean, if the wind's blowing and it's snowing and there's a blizzard out there and you're trying to get your keep your canvas up on your easel and paint and the whole, it might be a little difficult.
That would be a challenge. Yes, but fall in Pittsburgh is beautiful, and people talk about New England and that's fabulous too. But Pittsburgh and with our hillsides and valleys also has a spectacular display of color. So when we were planning this last year, we were talking about times of the year that would be best. And we talked about spring, we talked about summer, we talked about fall. And we decided fall would be the place for us. Easton happens in the summer. We didn't want to compete with our friends on the East Coast. And we wanted to separate ourselves from that. And fall was what we decided upon. And we had a great success last year. And we thought, well, we'll do it again.
And, as the commercial district's manager, Eric, what does this festival do in terms of the economic impact? I mean, we try to separate the art from the financing, but let's face it, you need money to do this and to
yes.
keep it going and to keep the community thriving. So what about the economic impact?
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for asking. We're always looking for creative and unique ways to bring folks to Mount Lebanon and especially to our commercial districts. So when David Shant and I spoke, this actually probably about 2-3 years ago we started talking about this. This seemed like a great idea. One, it really celebrates the built environment of Mount Lebanon, both residentially and commercially, but would be a unique way to bring folks to Uptown, Beverly Road, and all the other shops. Not only during the week as the artists are painting, but during the celebrations, which I'm sure we'll be talking about here in a little bit, Friday night, Saturday. It's a real great opportunity for us to bring hundreds, if not thousands, of people into Mount Lebanon that may not have ever thought to come to Mount Lebanon. This is a real draw for them.
And it's a beautiful area. I mean, you also can't do this. I mean, you could do it just about anywhere, but you want to find a picturesque area, and Mount Lebanon's a beautiful place.
You really do. Mount Lebanon is distinct for a number of reasons. I mean, we're known for our school districts, but we also are known for our architecture. We're actually pursuing right now a National Trust for Historic District designation. And the reason is the built environment. Again, the homes that are so beautiful, standout architecture like our municipal building. So there's a lot for the artistic eye to see in Mount Lebanon, and not just in Mount Lebanon, as you might know. We've reached out broader to appeal to the region, and that's something I'm sure we'll be talking about.
And Linda, how did you decide on the locations? the specific spots that these artists are in? Or did they decide?
Well, actually, this year they have 4 days to paint. So on Monday, we gave them the option to paint anywhere in the city of Pittsburgh. And then they return to Mount Lebanon Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week to paint in our community. Eric will talk more about where they were on Monday. But within Mount Lebanon, we have beautiful parks, great street scenes. We have wonderful opportunities in the uptown business area as well that many of the artists have been painting. And we even had our award winner from last year, Ellen Gavin, who I spotted out in front of our library area, actually painting in the construction zone. We have some...
Did she explain why she chose that?
Well, you know... Ellen is a terrific woman, and she captures the energy of our town. And last year, we had a day where we didn't have great weather, and she plunked her easel on our main drag there and on Washington Road, and she painted a rain scene with the traffic, and it was a fine painting, and it was our award winner. And, you know, I think she has a great sense, as I do think many of our artists. They come into our town, they don't know it like we do as residents, but they somehow manage to capture the beauty and the essence of the place, and that is exciting.
We're talking about the Plein Air Mount Lebanon Competition and Arts Festival, and our guests here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA, Linda Shant and Eric Milliron. Linda is the co-organizer of the Plein Air Mount Lebanon Competition and Arts Festival. Eric Milliron is Mount Lebanon's Commercial Districts Manager. Before I forget to ask you, where were they Monday? Where were the artists?
The artists were in the city, and we're very happy with that. We had a great partnership with the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership and Mount Washington Community Development Corporation. Those entities helped us help the artists figure out where to go. So they were on Mount Washington, Grandview Avenue, and Shiloh, the business district. They were on the North Shore downtown in the Strip. And one even went so far, this is outside the city, but went down to Braddock. So, you know, these artists are really looking for those, you know, sort of regional icons, and Pittsburgh has so many. And it made great sense to have them go to town, paint whatever their artistic eye wanted to see, including, yes, that 40-foot rubber duck, and and then come back to Mount Lebanon and paint in Mount Lebanon for the rest of the week. And then all of the art will be on display very shortly on Friday evening.
And these artists are from around the country. What do they think? I'm sure some of them have never been here before. What do they think of the area?
Well, they love Mount Lebanon. And one of the things that we're doing is we're really welcoming these artists as ambassadors to our event. They are out in our communities. They're interacting with the public. And we treasure those moments because we can't be everywhere as a steering committee and getting the message out, although we appreciate the opportunity to do so on a broad basis here. But yeah, they interact with the public. They provide the opportunity for people to get to know them and get to know this art form. And I think people are inspired by that, and when they purchase paintings through the Plein Air Mount Lebanon event, the proceeds go right back into our community to support the arts.
Can that be a problem when an artist is working and somebody's interrupting them, assuming that they're attracting crowds? Some artists might chafe at that a little bit.
Well, I think they decide on their own like how long they want to talk. But I have to tell you, we have a wonderful group of artists, and they're very engaging, and they are very passionate about what they do, and they love sharing that passion with folks that are interested in learning more. It was delightful. My husband, David, we received a phone call. A little boy, Max, from Mellon Middle School joined him yesterday afternoon. And the idea of passing on your love and passion to a younger generation is truly priceless.
Well, it is continuing throughout this weekend in Mount Lebanon, the Plein Air Mount Lebanon Competition and Arts Festival. It will wrap up on Sunday, correct? And there will be awards or something to satisfy the winners of the competition.
Absolutely, there are cash awards, and that will be decided on Friday, and there will be also be awards on Saturday.
Wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to that. Again, Linda Schont, co-organizer of the Plein Air Mount Lebanon Competition and Arts Festival, and Eric Milliron, Mount Lebanon's Commercial Districts Manager. Thank you both for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow, an interview with singer-songwriter Billy Bragg. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.